Chapter 2. New Friends. I fell asleep immediately and slept really well. I didn't even dream. When I woke the next morning, I could hear the birds singing and the noise of the insects. The sun was shining through the window onto the pink flowered wallpaper. We'll have to change that wallpaper, I thought. I looked round the room and saw an old wooden cupboard. I liked it. It was the only masculine detail in this feminine room. Even the curtains were pink. I felt really energetic, so I jumped out of bed and went to John's room. He was still asleep. It was obvious that he had a better room than me. It was nice and comfortable, with the bed under the slanted ceiling. And his wallpaper was blue! Dad was also asleep, but Mom was awake and was busy cleaning the kitchen. "Good morning, Eddie," she said. "Do you want some breakfast?" "Yes, please, Mom," I answered. "I'm really hungry." "That's what the country air does," Mom said. "I'll make you some eggs and toast." Mom started to cook breakfast, and I went and stood at the window. Two boys were sneaking around the house next door. They were about my age. I was curious, so I put on my jeans and went outside to watch them. They saw me immediately and turned their heads round quickly, obviously surprised to see someone new. "Who are you?" they asked. "I'm Eddie," I replied. "We came here yesterday." "To this house?" asked the first boy. He was tall and blonde and wearing a baseball cap. He pointed in horror to the big, old house. "No, not here. That's my house," I said, pointing to my cabin. "That's good," said the second boy. He had black hair and glasses. "I was worried that you were talking about Jack the Devil Devlin's haunted house." "What?" I asked. I couldn't believe my ears. "Tell him, Leo," the second boy said to the tall blonde boy. "By the way, I'm Richie and this is Leo. We're here on vacation." "I don't know," Leo said. "Richie should really tell you the story. He tells stories better than I do." "Well, one of you should tell me," I said impatiently. "I really don't want to live next to a haunted house."
"Okay, don't panic. Here's the story," said Richie, adjusting his glasses. He seemed old for his age, like a little professor.
"Many years ago," Richie began, "in the 1920s, there was a gangster called Jack Devlin, but people called him Jack the Devil. If somebody made him angry, he killed them, put them in a block of cement, and dropped the block in the middle of the lake. There are lots of cement blocks in the water, so it's probably true. And he lived in this house." I suddenly heard Mom calling me. "Eddie, your eggs are getting cold." "Oh no," I said. I was embarrassed and irritated at the same time. "Sorry, but I have to go. Can you tell me the rest of the story later?"
"Where are you staying?"
"I'm staying in the first bungalow down the road, after the wood," said Leo. "I'm staying in the last bungalow," Richie added. "Do you want to come to us when you've finished eating?"
"Okay," I answered. "What time should I come?"
"In about an hour," Leo said.
"Fine. See you soon," I said, and the two boys started to walk up the path.
I went into the kitchen to have my breakfast, and while I was eating, I watched the clock. I was very excited. I wanted to hear the rest of the story about Jack the Devil Devlin. I was just finishing my eggs and toast when John came into the room. He was still wearing his pajamas. I really wanted to tell him about Jack the Devil Devlin, but I didn't want to give him nightmares. He was a very timid boy.
"Hi, sleepyhead," I said to him. "Why are you up so early?" John asked.
Should I tell him, I thought. I ate some of my eggs while I tried to decide.
"I heard voices outside. Who were you talking to?" John asked.
I decided to tell John the story. He was putting his cornflakes into his favorite bowl as I started to talk. He was so absorbed in the story that the cornflakes started to fall all over the table and floor.
"Watch out, John! Mom's just cleaned the kitchen," I exclaimed.
"Whoops, sorry," he said.
"Come on, Eddie, tell me the rest of the story." Are there really bodies in the lake? Can I meet those boys? How old are they?
Wow! You have got a lot of questions, John, I said. I don't know the whole story yet. But don't worry, we'll hear it soon.